While California pushes automakers to curtail climate change, environmentalists in the state are also fighting species extinction in the Sierras, 53 tadpoles at a time. Get this. Mountain yellow-legged frogs used to be bountiful, hopping out from under hikers' feet anywhere there was water. Now, they're critically endangered by both non-native predators and a deadly fungal disease that's killed over a third of the world's amphibian species. So last summer, the Oakland Zoo gathered a bunch of tadpoles from the mountains. And as those tadpoles grew, zoo techs inoculated them against the disease. This month, those same frogs were returned to their native environment, ready to procreate and regenerate the mountain yellow-legged frog species. KALW's Colin Peden wanted to know how biologists do that. So he visited the zoo last year and reported this story.
I'm in a room stacked with rows of 50-gallon fish tanks, surrounded by gurgling water pumps. But this isn't a fish store. I'm with conservation biologist Jessie Bichel in a building way behind the scenes of the SF Zoo. She's giving me the lowdown on the tadpoles' menus.
These guys eat primarily algae, so we give them a couple different options for algae. We give them the algae gel that we make here. We plate that out. Then we also plate a different type of algae for their evening meal.
These fish tanks are a far cry from these tadpoles' natural habitats. Still, they're thriving and are about to become froglets. Yeah, that's the technical term, froglets.
This tank now, we've been having, it's in like metamorph mania in here. Yeah. So even just like 2 weeks ago, we had 55. Now we're down to about 25 in this tank.
They're turning into mountain yellow-legged frogs. It's a species that's native only to the high Sierra Nevada. Imagine ice-cold snowmelt ponds and creeks surrounded by lodgepole pines. So what are they doing here?
Just this summer, we had eggs. We collected eggs, brought them in, they hatched. And this is our last remaining group.
Bichel is raising these tadpoles from egg to adult. It's part of a huge effort to ensure the species' survival. You see, what was once one of the most common sounds of spring in the High Sierra, their weird buzzing frog call, is now one of the rarest. That's why, for conservation biologists, these tadpoles represent an important investment in the future. One researcher spent years following mountain yellow-legged frog populations. In 2005, he was greeted with a terrible surprise.
As I got to the shore of the lake and I looked around, I started seeing a few here, a dozen there, 100 there. And by the time I walked the shoreline, there were thousands, literally thousands of dead frogs floating around in the water, upside down, bloated on the shoreline, dried up. It was one of the worst sights I've ever seen in my entire life. And unfortunately, it wasn't the last time that I saw that.
That's conservation biologist Vance Vredenburg.
I'm an associate professor at San Francisco State University.
The killer turned out to be a fungus. Not the portobello mushroom kind of fungus, but a microscopic disease-causing one.
This fungus is called Batrachochytrium dendrobatidis.
Batrachochytrium dendrobatidis. That's a mouthful, but it's worth knowing, because it's implicated in a huge global epidemic. You can also call it chytrid, or BD. What you need to know is that it causes a massive skin infection. Among other things, this prevents the frogs from breathing through their skin. Most frogs die of cardiac arrest due to the stress of the disease.
Here in California, or throughout Central America and South America, it's wiped out literally hundreds of species. But what's really interesting is that even in those same habitats where these mass epidemics have occurred, there's a few species that survive.
Researchers look to discover what might be causing this resistance. A lot of us have heard of beneficial bacteria by now. They've found that there are actually skin bacteria that protect some of these frogs from infection.
It turns out that they have these bacteria that produce antifungal compounds.
Research confirms that by introducing these bacteria, this species is called J. lividum, you can prevent the frogs from getting the fungal infection in the first place. But while this works in controlled lab experiments, SF Zoo's Jessie Bichel tells me this species isn't abundant enough in the High Sierras.
You can't just dose the frog once with J. lividum and just expect that it's going to make it. It has to continuously be exposing itself through the environment. If it's not in the environment, it's not gonna work.
Oh, man.
So instead, what we're doing is looking at creating an adaptive immune response. So basically inoculating these frogs just like you would get a vaccination shot.
So here at the zoo, the frogs are getting these shots in a program organized by a coalition of researchers.
It's a combination of U.S. Forest Service, Cal Fish and Wildlife, the Tahoe Basin Land Management Group, and then a variety of researchers that are involved.
They're trying to give the mountain yellow-legged frog a boost, a head start, so that they can be released back into the wild and have a better chance against this epidemic.
We had a really successful year this year. I mean, I have over 150 animals that will be released this year and next year.
This is exciting news for Bushell and all the others involved. But put that in context. That's still just 150 animals being released from a species that used to be incredibly abundant, as Vredenberg recalls.
You walk along the shores of these lakes, and there are so many frogs in the shorelines that as you're walking, it sounds like rain hitting the water. And there can be schools of tadpoles that can be black in the water.
Vredenberg says that this shows how important they've been to the ecosystem in the past.
Because everything that could eat them in the High Sierra Nevada ate them. Everything from brewer's blackbirds and ravens, small mammals, all the way up to bears would actually eat these frogs, both the tadpoles and the adults.
But he's hopeful for the future.
I really do think they're survivors, and they've been able to survive for 5 million years, probably a lot more. They should be able to survive this.
50 years ago, it wouldn't have even occurred to conservationists to raise these frogs from egg to adult because they were so common. Maybe in another 50 years, this will be the case again. For Cross Currents, I'm Colin Peden.